Kevin Mosher came to Sitka in 1993. Born in New Jersey, the culture shock gradually gave way to a feeling of home.
I fell in love with Sitka and Southeast Alaska. I mean, absolutely in love with this town.
Mosher came to Sitka with the Coast Guard at the age of 19, working as a cook on the Cutter Wood Rush and at Air Station Sitka. Switching careers, he then got a business degree from UAS and met his wife, Teresa. They started a family, and Mosher has been an accountant at Sciatica Incorporated for the past 7 years. He's also worked in accounting at Alps and Sitka Community Hospital. Mosher wants to stay in Sitka, and that's in part why he says he's running for the Sitka Assembly. The spark began when, attending the Sitka Economic Summit in April, there was a conversation at the table about how Sitka has one of the lowest property taxes in the state. Mosher didn't like that line of thinking.
Didn't like that because I really have a problem when people use statistics to like compare Sitka to other communities, because Sitka is very unique.
So he dedicated himself to learning more about what makes Sitka unique and has attended nearly every assembly meeting ever since. Whenever a new tax or rate increase has come up, he often tells the assembly during public testimony to reverse course.
I think we're in a boat with a hole, and it is gushing water inside. And that water is basically people leaving town and thinking about leaving town.
His message? That rather than look for more revenue within Sitka's tax base, the assembly should excavate the city budget, line by line.
You know, maybe we cut the travel budget. Maybe we don't, you know, replace the vehicles every 10 years. Instead, we do it every 15 years or 20 years. Maybe we don't fire anybody, but we eliminate a few positions, if necessary, by attrition. There's tough things that need to be decided.
As for revenue, Mosher wants to incentivize new business. He recognizes he still has a lot to learn, if elected, and that the assembly's power is limited. But Mosher said he'd rather the process for budgeting change entirely, so that the assembly can get more involved. He's driven to help low-income Sitkins who are struggling to stay here.
I know what it's like to struggle, and I feel like it gives me empathy and understanding what people are going through. You know, a lot of times when people say, well, we need to pay our fair share, usually those are people that are making a very comfortable living. And, you know, the one thing I love about this town is people, they're willing to do whatever it takes to stay here because they love it. You know, if they have to work two jobs, that's okay, but it's getting to the point where two jobs isn't going to be enough anymore, you know, and that's not okay.
Mosher filed to run for the Sitka Assembly on Tuesday afternoon. Gary Paxton has also filed to run for mayor. The filing period for local office closes at 5 p.m. on Friday, August 3rd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.